To start off with, why don't you tell me about your year as Miss Wheelchair Utah?
Well, it's been fun. I've really enjoyed it. It's been a new experience, and I've had the opportunity to do a lot of speaking and a lot of sharing about disability awareness and my platform that I had as Miss Wheelchair Utah. And it's been kind of neat to watch. I guess I never realized the kind of influence I could have in people's lives. And I've been able to kind of see that, and it's been a little surprising the influence that I can have for good in people's lives. But it's been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed it.
Now, your platform is You Can.
Yes, it is.
Tell me a little bit about that. You said that you influenced people. How did you influence them in the sense that they can?
When I came up with my platform, for me, I've come to find out that there really isn't anything you can't do. If you have the will to do it and the desire to go for it, throughout all of my time since I've been in a wheelchair, and especially right after my accident happened, my family was told that I probably wouldn't survive. And if I did, they gave me a life expectancy of about 5 years. I far exceeded anything that anybody ever thought that I would do. I'm completely independent. I got married. I've gone to school. I haven't finished yet, but I plan to finish and get my nursing degree in choir. We'd go on tour. My first year, we went to the Arches. And our choir director, Brother Salmon, wouldn't let me just sit and be by myself. He wanted me to be involved with everything. So he had the guys carry me up the stairs, and they carried me all the way up to the top of the Arches that we were heading to, and I got to sing up there with the choir and enjoy all the experiences that year that everybody else did. And so you have the will and the desire. You can do anything. Sometimes it might have to be tweaked a little, and you might need some help, but I really feel like there isn't anything you can't do. The night after I was crowned Miss Wheelchair Utah, my first attendant, one of our family members, waited until after I was done with pictures and talking to people, which was like an hour or two after the pageant, and he waited so that he could tell me thank you, because he had been thinking about dropping out of school. And because of what I said, it gave him the desire to keep going and not give up. And so I feel like it's not just for people with disabilities, but everybody in any place in their life.
Well, it definitely sounds like you've become quite an example for your platform. I mean, first from a near-death experience to a state title, and now you're headed to a national pageant.
We leave on August 5th. We'll fly out to Providence, Rhode Island. And the pageant will be the 6th through the 12th. And so it's a week long. And during the week, Monday through Thursday, kind of, I guess, they'll be having seminars and workshops. And one of the days will actually be a mentoring day where each of the contestants, and there will be 28 girls, so 28 states are participating in it this year. And we will each be assigned a child that's disabled as well in a wheelchair. And we get to spend the day with them and do stuff with them and mentor them. And I'm really looking forward to that, actually. I think it'll be a lot of fun working with the kids. And then they'll have like a New England clam bake that evening. And then during the week, there will be other, like, we'll be learning more about the ADA laws and different things like that, so we're more up to date on them.
Speaking of the ADA, it is their 22nd anniversary this year. I think it's interesting that your platform is You Can, and that's kind of what the ADA is all about. In what ways has the passing of the ADA affected your life?
There have been so many different places that had there not been ADA laws passed, that I would never be able to get in buildings. I wouldn't be able to really have a place to live, even. I find every now and then in places where things could be a little bit better, and if they had somebody in a wheelchair helping with that kind of thing, it would be a lot easier. But for the most part, the ADA laws save people with disabilities like me every day so that we can have more independence, so we can live on our own, so we can go out and be a part of society. I know for me, having all of those laws makes my life a lot easier.
Again, we've been speaking to Brittany Cox, the current Miss Wheelchair Utah. She is about to go into the national pageant. If you are interested in helping her out a little bit with that, UPR will have a link on her website that will take you to her Facebook page where you can donate or help out in other ways. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Brianna Bodley.